I'll briefly just describe my background. I moved from Dublin in 2009. I bought a small 73-acre farm on the Beira Peninsula in 2009. And what attracted me to the place was that due to the fact that it hadn't been farmed essentially for around a century, most of the land had reverted back to wild native forest. Unfortunately, however, it was in a terrible ecological state. It was severely overgrazed by feral goats and sika deer, and that had created the conditions for rhododendron ponticum and a whole host of other invasive non-native plant species to start taking over. So I applied for a grant under the Native Woodland Scheme to fence out the goats and deer and set about removing the rhododendron and other invasive plants. And over several years, after about a year and a half, the fence was erected, and between that and my removal of the invasive, the rhododendron and so on, I was witness to the most incredible renaissance, the most incredible explosion of life within the forest, as the whole place just, you know, wildflowers came back, new self-seeded oaks and birches and hollies and all the other wild native tree species started to form new native woodland ecosystem, essentially. And as part of that process of restoring the forest, I also delved deep into woodland ecology, and I came to understand that what I had there wasn't just native forest, it was actually rainforest, temperate rainforest. And much of what of the forest that we would have had in prehistory, which would have covered around 80% of Ireland prior to farming, a lot of that, if not most of it, would have actually been temperate rainforest. So I was completely amazed by that. But the reverse side of the coin of seeing that and the indescribable joy of just of being a party to that process of coming back to life has been the inexplicable continuation of Killarney National Park, which was in the same state as my place when I arrived down here in 2009. It was in the same state, and it's continued to go downhill ever since. And I know now that already back in the early 1970s, biologists were calling out the need for something to be done about sika deer and rhododendron, both of which are invasive non-native species, highly damaging to native ecosystems. And Killarney National Park, it's our most important remaining example of native forest on the whole island of Ireland, and it too is temperate rainforest, and it's just inexcusable that for a half a century nothing has been done
is it a combination of the overgrazing, be it by deer or sheep in the national park and its surroundings, or is it both those as well as the level of invasive species, be it rhododendron or others, that are going there?
Yeah, really good question. I think we have to see the takeover of the rhododendron as a symptom of the overgrazing. The overgrazing by sika deer, feral goats and sheep, that is the primary problem. Because by removing all of the native vegetation from about head height down, it removes all competition for the rhododendron, and it also prepares the perfect seed bed for rhododendron seeds to germinate. They love seeding into just bare moss, and there's nothing else to compete with them, so they're able to take over. And it's worth pointing out as well, Jerry, that the terrible fire that we had in Killarney National Park in April of 2 years ago That too was a symptom of the severe overgrazing, because healthy native forests, like you have in my place and like you would have in Killarney National Park if it were properly managed, it doesn't burn because it retains the moisture. You know, the incredibly heavy rainfall that we get during the winter, that's largely absorbed by a healthy forest acting like a giant sponge. But with all of the native vegetation stripped out, all you're left with is Finnan grass, as it's called around here, otherwise known as purple moorgrass or Melinia. And that, when that dries out in the spring, it burns like petrol. On top of that, the National Parks and Wildlife Service, the contractors who were brought in to clear the rhododendron, instead of removing the brash, which is the cut rhododendron, they left it all in situ. And that dries out and seasons over time. And if fire gets to that,
then it's again, an accelerant. Yeah, I take your point.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Jacques, like you've your 73 acres, you put a lot of time and attention and obviously money into managing it. You are the operator of that. National Park, it's a huge operation. There are government bodies in charge of it. It's run as a tourist centre, drawing, you know, hundreds of thousands of people every year to come and look at it. Not as easily managed.
Well, what I'd say, Jerry, is that, you know, how is it that one guy acting alone without, you know, all of the resources of the state to implement these things, such a restoration, can achieve what a government agency cannot over the course of 50 years?
Mm.
And what I suggest, the reason why nothing has been done, in fact, it's worse than nothing having been done, because there was an extremely effective volunteer organization that was clearing the rhododendron out of Killarney National Park for over 30 years, bringing volunteers from all over the world. They established an extremely effective methodology for removing rhododendron and cleared about half of the most biologically important parts of the forest, the western oak woods, and they were kicked out by the MPWS.
Yeah.
And look, they were thrown out.
We've had that debate on the programme before in great detail about the arguments, and there's still arguments in relation. My point, though, is you're talking about the National Parks and Wildlife Service and others who have done, you're saying they've done nothing. Is that not unfair? I mean, they're trying to manage the whole situation.
No, it's not unfair.
Let me just take your point to this logical conclusion. If you're talking about maybe trying to do something or do enough, you're talking about a massive programme now of, you know, reducing and cutting out and preventing the spread and eventually eradicating rhododendron, which would take huge resources that maybe the MPWS don't have from central government. And then you're talking about, let's say, the removal of sea cadir, a culling of them as an invasive species. Like, those are big issues that it's not within the gift of the MPWS to do that. It would take ministerial order, it would take, you know, Department of Agriculture, it would take government will overall, shall we say.
I'm not just blaming the MPWS here. And I'd like to point out that, you know, the MPWS, I know people who work in the organisation, people who are working on the ground, they're all fantastic people. They're all extremely competent, dedicated, hardworking people.
Yeah.
The problem lies at the top. And the issue is just that it's not Killarney National Park is, if you peel back the layers, it's valued by the powers that be as purely as something that's there to attract tourists in, who then go and spend money in the restaurants and hotels and so on, and zero value is given to to our most important reservoir of, or repository of, biological diversity on this island.
So the value system is wrong at the top.
Totally.
We've left, what would you do if you were in charge? What would you do
the
right now for the National Park?
The first thing I would do I mean, you've got this absurd situation where one of the most highly invasive species on the island of Ireland, sika deer, is protected by law. So the first thing I would do is I would remove that protection tomorrow. And then I'd start culling them. I would remove all sika deer from the park and all feral goats from the park, period. And then I'm not dismissing the scale of the problem of the rhododendron now, because you know, it's, the problem has been left go for so long, and all of the areas cleared by groundwork over their 30 years are now reinfested. You know, so it is. It's a monumental problem, but monumental problems can be solved if there's a will. The problem is that there has been, that zero will to resolve this problem has been demonstrated.
So you're saying change of policy, start eradicating again, put all your resources you can towards it, and call the sika deer and the feral goats from the park.
Yeah, just get serious. I mean, like, you know, if you had come to my place when I arrived, you would have said, my God, how are you going to sort this out all on your own, just one guy? I just rolled up my sleeves and got on with it. And that's what the government needs to do over Killarney National Park. Simple as.
All right. Owen, listen, it's been great talking to you. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you, Jerry. Cheers. Bye.